Before we begin, I want to thank Kroger for sponsoring this episode of More Than That with Gia Peppers. You can learn more about Kroger's commitment to creating communities free of hunger and waste at Kroger.com/ZHZW. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
So today I wanted to talk about why Black people should eat a more plant-based diet.
West Africans brought to America were forced to eat the literal garbage of the plantations on which they were enslaved.
Black people should switch to a whole food plant-based diet simply because of chronic illnesses preventable through lifestyle and diet.
We should know more about nutrition, more about prevention of a variety of disease, particularly through plant-based dieting, because the data is actually out there.
With all that being said, some foods were eaten out of absolute necessity.
I want you guys to understand that what we call soul food is not soul food, it is actually plantation food.
I love food. Shout out to Oprah. And if you grew up like me, great food often meant never-ending gatherings, long Sunday brunches, and cookout celebrations with the ones you loved. Food says a lot about who we are. The food we eat often fuels our energy, perspectives, and even feelings about our entire lives. In this episode, I'm going to explore how the concept of soul food goes beyond a menu and enters into how what we eat on a daily basis can shape who and what we are from the inside out. Today, you'll hear from the incredibly passionate and powerful Samantha Fox, who's a longtime farmer, beekeeper, and owner of Mother's Finest Urban Farms in North Carolina. And we'll hear from Lauren Ash, an incredible wellness and spirituality guru and the founder of one of my favorite organizations, Black Girl in Ohm. Plus, we'll get a few really great tips from Wendell Jones, a holistic wellness coach who's been helping people transform their lives in real, tangible ways for over 20 years. I have a feeling they're about to get me all the way together, but join me on this journey as they help me align my mind, body, and soul. Okay, everyone, I am so excited to have you hear my conversation with the incredible Samantha Fox. Her bio reads everything she actually is. The first line says she's a farm mother queen, beekeeper, and visionary of illuminating light. You can tell that she's about that life from her bio, but you will definitely get to know how incredible she is within our conversation. Check it out.
I mean, this work is really just a journey for me to really, number one, reconnect with the soil. It really has started off as a personal journey. And once I started getting into it, I really said, this is something that I really need to help other Black families, Black women, just us as a whole, reconnect to the soil in a way that is not a traumatic experience. Just dealing with the past and how we view farming has been such a traumatic field history. And, you know, for me, once I got out there, I started really seeing this is where I truly belong. I need to be in this space.
So speak to me about the first steps of the healing work, because I think the trauma is so scary to so many people to even re-enter that space, right? And I personally don't see farms as a scary place to go. But when I do drive by miles of open land, I'm like, wow, this is probably where my ancestors had to work when they were beaten and, you know, brutalized when they didn't do what their owners and masters thought. Like, this is a very real thing that we live with as a community. So where does that step start with as far as the healing work? What's the first step?
I mean, you know, the first step is definitely just eliminating the mind of some of the conditioning that we have been put through in order to make us so fearful of everything. So, you know, number one, you really have to just make those decisions in your mind. It's time for me to think differently and view things from a different perspective. So when I go out there, I have to make sure that I'm in a positive light and I'm thinking about all the beautiful things that are connected to the soil, including myself, because essentially that's what we're all made of. That's where we're going to return to. That's where our ancestors' blood is there, you know, and we need to nurture that soil and take care of it exactly like they did. So it's really like them kind of passing the torch on to us, and we should not let any part of history remove that from our DNA and in our makeup and our bodies. I mean, think about how many grandmothers you have seen who have made drinks for you to feel better, or went in the kitchen and put together a concoction that made you feel better. Those are ways that we need to stay connected to. And they definitely start at the land.
If someone's listening right now, how do they get started? What are the resources they need? What are some things that you wish you knew before as you started your farming journey?
So I really just like to encourage to start where you are. Don't think that you have to have 500 acres of land to have a quote unquote farm. Urban farming has changed the game in terms of people being able to farm in places like Chicago and New York and places we typically wouldn't think of growing a farm at. So any place that you have some sunlight, you have the will to try, is a great place to start. I like to tell people to grow what they eat. So write down a list of things that you find yourself buying from the grocery store, because what do we all like doing? We want to save money. So pick things that are going to help you save money. Involve your kids, because you want them to be healthier. And what I find is when kids are connected to the growing process of their food, they're more likely to try new things. Like my son is eating mushrooms. He's eating Brussels sprouts and he's like asking for it. I feel like mom of the year. Anytime my son comes, I'm like, can I have some more Brussels sprouts? And I'm like, wow, this is a magical moment.
Talk to me about beekeeping and how that is a revolutionary moment that we're seeing as well.
One in every three bites of food is thanks to bees. So if you think about that, that's primarily, you know, our entire day and week of food. You know, every bite that you almost take is thanks to bees. So they are very important. It's very important to understand the process of pollination and how the bees actually play a role in how we actually get the food to the table. So I got into beekeeping as a means to increase my food production. And that way I could simply just feed more people. In North Carolina, you don't see a lot of beekeepers who look like me. And I'm like, wait a minute. Matter of fact, I've never seen a beekeeper who looked like me. So again, I got into it for more of the representation aspect of it. And like you said, Black Girl Magic, we do it all, baby. We don't discriminate. We do it all. And we do it all with beauty, joy, pride, and grace.
One of the things you said in the beginning was planting a seed is a revolutionary act. And you talked about how our healing process, getting back to the farm, getting back to the places where our ancestors were, and shifting our mindset and trauma from trauma to opportunity to reconnection could really, really help us as we learn how to farm and just have better lifestyles, lead better lifestyles. And so break down what you mean by planting a seed as a revolutionary act.
Any moment you get up there and decide to go outside, be in the sunshine, shining, taking control of your life, your food, your health, and being a revolutionary act by doing so. Because most of the time we think of, you know, a revolutionary act being outside and protesting. And I'm a firm believer in also it's so many silent ways that we can protest. The farming scene is going to be looking real Black, looking real beautiful, and we're going to be looking real healthy, and we are going to walk with all the light behind us and the sun shining on our backs.
Didn't you love that conversation I had with Samantha? I told y'all she was dope. After the break, you're going to hear from the incredible Lauren Ash about healing, wholeness, and how to replenish your body with food. Let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. You are the person we think of when we sit at the table together. We think of laughter and joy and all the memories we've shared. With all that we do and all that we are proud to be with you for life's best moments. Kroger Zero Hunger Zero Waste Foundation supports nonprofit partners and entrepreneurs who are driving positive change for people and our planet. Learn more about Kroger's commitment to creating communities free of hunger and waste at Kroger.com/ZHZW. Kroger, fresh for everyone. I hope you all loved that conversation with Samantha Fox as much as I did. During the pandemic, a lot of us got off track, while some of us discovered new wellness practices. I'm having a hard time balancing it all myself, so I want to further explore this wellness journey. Lauren Ash is the founder of Black Girl in Ohm and a spirituality and wellness guru who I've been able to call a sister friend for the past few years. She is one of my favorite people to follow online because she's all about creating spaces for Black women and Black people to feel whole, healthy, and healed. So now you're going to hear the conversation we had about how food is connected to our healing and our wholeness as well. As a person who practices wellness for a living, what is your relationship to food? How do you see food and how does it apply to your wellness routine?
I actually am pretty flexitarian myself these days, if I'm being honest. I like to consider myself mostly plant-based, but I really intuitively eat. And after hearing about that term for a long time and like being like, that just sounds whatever, you know, like kind of judging it a little bit, I actually realized that I need that. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I actually relocated back to the Midwest after nearly a decade away in March of 2020.
So right before the pandemic hit.
I was literally on a plane the same week as this first stay-at-home orders. Yes, but it wasn't because of the pandemic. I had received all these messages in my dreams around moving back home that I thought at first were like metaphorical, like connect with your family, girl, like, you know, deepen your relationship with your dad again, all the things. But it was like, oh, no, they want you to go back home. And so... We can get into that later, but, you know, reconnecting to your question around like food and mindfulness with it, I've learned like literally being back in a place that has a for real winter, I need to up my protein. And, you know, I'm definitely always trying to be more and more mindful around like where all of the protein is sourced from and things like that. But I'm not going to lie. I was at my girl Amanda's house last week. She made me some bone broth from these animals that were from the farm. And I said, let me drink this bone broth and let me get my nutrients. For me, it's about not denying myself when I really want something, going to the root of what it is that I really, really want so that I'm actually fulfilled and I'm not just like glossing over it, right?
I want to talk to you about more wellness because obviously as the founder of Black Girl in Ohm, which is now in its seventh year of fruition, you understand it on a deeper level. And I remember during the pandemic, you made me so happy. I tuned into one of your lives and you were just dancing. And you were just like, I want people to feel joy. I don't care where you are right now. Get up. This was like the middle of the pandemic where it was a spring day. I remember it was hot enough outside to go outside. And you were just like, I don't care where you are. Just dance. Just feel. Just heal right now. And I want to talk to you about why wellness is so important for Black women in particular.
It's because well-being, the ability to thrive in mind, body, spirit, and to tap into our internal and inherent abundance is our birthright, period. You know, like I've received this question, as you can imagine, so many times over the years, and usually it's from a white person, and they're oftentimes so well-meaning. And I'm like, I'm done talking about that. We know the material reality. But because I am so much more invested in the spiritual realm and the spiritual approach to looking at things, I'm like, let's affirm what we desire to see.
We all know that at the end of the day, what we feed our mind and our body and our souls comes out in different ways.
From a psychological perspective, the fact that we literally can inherit the trauma of our ancestors. And so, you know, on one level, we see this all the time. We see this in the way that we know that as Black folk, more often than not, we're just edgier around all kinds of like authority figures, whether it's police. I mean, but that's also because of how we've seen more violence in the mainstream media, of course. And we've seen like literally public lynchings happen. But it's also because of what our parents and grandparents saw. And until we confront it, and confronting it is in a variety of ways. That's the power of these healing modalities. You know, I'm really of the mindset and the belief that these spiritual practices and rituals, whether you enter into it through yoga or breath work or Reiki or going for a walk around the park or, you know, going to an energy healer, whatever. They're really tools for us returning to who we really are, which is not someone who is carrying the wounds in a way that stifles who we're meant to be. Because that's, to me, what trauma inflicts if it's unreconciled. It's like we're navigating our amazing life. Like, life is amazing. Life is inherently amazing. And that's why, like, Black Grown Om is, because it's a space where we can come together as Black women, as women of color, and heal individually and in community, and affirm that, like, now I can live my life practicing this healed version of me.
I get so many gems every single time I share space with Lauren, but that gem about how inherent abundance is our birthright hit my spirit in a whole new way. I hope y'all learned something too. And to continue this food wellness journey, I wanted to wrap things up by making sure I learned how to implement these ideas into my daily lifestyle. So I spoke with Wendell Jones, a holistic wellness coach, to get some practical next steps on how to make all of these shifts a reality.
How do you stay motivated? Depriving yourself of something that you like is not motivating. So think of it as gaining, as adding. Oh, I'm going to add this to the quality of my life. Move into it like that, and it will be easier to sustain your motivation.
Number two is affirm your choices.
So affirm is really the power of the word itself, the power of communication. If you speak to yourself and affirm your belief and your success, so we reward ourselves by affirming ourselves to stay motivated, to be consistent. And it's just something as simple as acknowledging and staying away from the word try and supplement that with the word working on it.
And the third thing that I truly, truly love the idea of allowing yourself to be seen as a whole human being, mind, body, and spirit.
The spectrum of your experience. Avoid only adding value to the good you. Have some compassion for yourself. Acknowledge everything is you. It's all there. It's all you. You don't have to create a battle within yourself of this part of me is good, this part of me is bad. Don't get caught up in the guilt circle, because everything is two steps forward, one step back, two more steps forward. That is the process of being human. Give yourself permission to be human in this experience of transformation. Because if you don't, you won't maintain motivation and consistency. And all of this is motivation and consistency. So that mindset that you're working on to affirm yourself, to include yourself, to have compassion for yourself, is important.
I knew Wendell was going to break it down in a way that makes change practical for us, but what I did not know is that after this episode, I'd want to become a whole farmer. I've learned so much from these conversations. I had no idea how much the bees were doing for us and our food. I love how some of us are so connected to our roots and the earth. I also am so happy to hear about the care and attention we're taking around our bodies, health, and wellness. I'm deeply inspired by how Samantha, Lauren, and Wendell are using their passions to improve so many of our lives. I truly live for conversations like this within our community. And one thing that I know that continues to get confirmed on every episode of this show is that it all starts from within. Wherever you are on your journey will take time and real work, but don't worry, there's no rush. There's no timetable. You can do it however you please. And our show notes have more information and resources to help you along the way. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe and give us a good rating and follow us on social media at More Than That Show. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you on the farm. Thanks again to Kroger for sponsoring this episode of More Than That with Gia Peppers. Visit Kroger.com/ZHZW for more on their commitment to creating communities free of hunger and waste. Kroger, fresh for everyone.